Objective: this study aimed to investigate the mediating role of emotion dysregulation in the relationship between loneliness and substance use among Indonesian adults. Methods and materials: a descriptive correlational design was employed with a sample of 430 participants, selected based on the Morgan and Krejci table. Participants completed standardized self-report questionnaires. The UCLA Loneliness Scale, the Difficulties in Emotion Regulation Scale, and the Alcohol, Smoking, and Substance Involvement Screening Test. Data were analyzed using SPSS-27 and AMOS-21. Pearson correlation analysis examined the bivariate relationships among variables, and structural equation modeling was used to test the hypothesized mediating model. Including assessments of model fit using chi-square, RMSEA, CFI, TLI, and other indices. Findings: Pearson correlation analysis showed that loneliness was significantly and positively correlated with emotion dysregulation and substance use, while emotion dysregulation was strongly associated with substance use. The SEM results confirmed a good model fit and indicated that emotion dysregulation significantly mediated the relationship between loneliness and substance use. The indirect effect was substantial, and the total effect of loneliness on substance use exceeded the direct effect, confirming partial mediation. Conclusion: the findings suggest that emotion dysregulation is a significant psychological mechanism through which loneliness contributes to substance use. Targeting emotion regulation strategies may be effective in mitigating substance-related risks in emotionally vulnerable individuals, particularly those experiencing chronic loneliness.